What it is yeah, your boy, yeah, your boy, man. Coming at you one more time with this wild Cliff Notes for the Bible for a real Nicole. Chill. Do believe we are at chapter 40. Yeah. We are in the saga of Joseph, continuing his storyline. I think we stopped off at, he was in Potiphar's house, but his wife screen raped and he got put in jail. And now he's in jail, but not just in the jail. He's like in the king's, you know what I'm saying? Like jail for imprisonment of like people in his household, like butlers and bakers and offenders of the household of Pharaoh. So it's a pretty good spot compared to just general population, you feel me? So chapter 40, we're going to get started with it like this. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to be here today, Lord. Continue to work on me and each and every listener, Lord, and you. Allow the stories that are given to be vivid, Lord, and encourage somebody hard to pick up that book. I ask you, Lord, that you give me strength, Lord, perseverance to continue to follow through in you. Walk with me, Lord, and special request on the prayer, Lord. Let me get this one in before, you know, my battery life died, because, you know, I got so much love. Appreciate it, man. Just appreciate the opportunity, Lord. I love you. Anything I forgot, help me out. Please, man, we're blessing your son, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, man. Chapter 40. Yeah. Interesting. My bad. Got to get to the green. Sorry about all the noise and everything. I ain't quite got to it yet. Let me get started with chapter 40. Chapter 40 is Joseph being in jail. And the chapter 40 story, you know what I'm saying? Him being in like the king's jail. And some of the king's folk got offended the king, kind of pissed him off, you know, got him riled up and shit like that. So he been to throw two of his peoples in that same spot he did with Joseph at. That's where they headed to. You feel me? I kind of do this in the dog. I'll be honest and shit like that, but I gotta find these blunts. And now the lighter one, like, boy, I tell you, on the day where my phone ain't got much battery life, everything wanna go crazy. I always gotta keep your bag up lighter, though. In the smoker, man. I always remember to keep your bag up lighter, my G. You feel me? Nah. Fountain pack, okay. Chapter 40. As soon as I open the motherfucker, get this out here. Yeah, they were trying to slow up the progress. You can slow it up, cuz, but this is going to get done. And it's going to get done with the battery life I got, too, in Jesus' name. Nigga, why are you trying to procrastinate me? You feel me? It's all about, though. Here we go. Right there. Like I say, in chapter 40, there's two other people that piss off the king, basically, and they get put in the jail, same spot where Joseph is. And it just so happened to be the baker and the butler. You feel me? Said they did something to make him angry, and he put him in jail, you feel me, in the same little war with Joseph. And the officer that was over everybody told Joseph to look after him and, you know what I'm saying, keep up with him and shit. So that was in Joseph's hand. In Joseph's care, I should say. I'm pretty sure he was pretty cool with him because, you know, he understand about being in the spot that you don't want to be at. And, you know, he ain't really proving anybody guilty just because Pharaoh said it, you feel me? So he was cool and with him and everything. And both of them end up having a dream on the same night. You feel me? And it was probably like spooked the shit out their ass, you feel me? Because both of them having a dream. Both of them got put in at the same time. And I imagine if they telling each other the dream back and forth when they wake up, it scared them because both of them have a representation of three in their dreams, okay? So, you know, they wake up the next day. Joe's go check in on them. He see they face. They just looking sad as hell, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, why so glum, chum? What's wrong with you guys? I know this situation ain't the greatest, but, man, I'm trying to make it the best that I can, man. Don't feel bad. And they're like, no, it ain't the situation. You know, you've been really helping take care of us and everything. But we just, we had some dreams that was just, like, really, really weird, man. Like, super, like, freaky type weird shit. And you know, we tried to talk to folk about it, and don't nobody know nothing about interpreting the dream. So shit just kind of spooked us out a little bit. And Joseph said, is God not the interpreter of dreams? You know, me and him pretty cool, you know what I'm saying? So I pray you tell me those dreams that you got. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I could help you out with it. You did? So that was, you know, the butler told his dream, you know what I'm saying? And the butler was like, he had seen this vine, you feel me? Like a grapevine. And then out of the vine had grew like three branches, you know what I'm saying? And he noticed the branches started budding up something, you know what I'm saying? Like sprouting out something, you did? And they were grapes. And you know, he had Pharaoh cup in his hand and he had ended up busting the grapes down in the cup and, you know, giving the cup to Pharaoh. So he was like giving them some wine in the cup and shit like that. And Joseph was like, okay, this is what God has given me. This is God's interpretation of that dream. In 3 days, Pharaoh will call you from out this prison that you're at. And when he call you out of it, he's going to restore his job. He's going to restore your job back to you. You're going to be his butler again, and you're going to be able to give him the cup that and do the things that you used to do, basically. You know how you used to give him the cup of wine and shit? Yeah, I do that. You do that shit all the time. You're going to be able to do that shit again. You feel me? For real? Yeah, bro. That's what the dream about? Yup, that's what it's about, man. Man, that's cool. Because that's crazy, too. You know why? Why is that? In 3 days, Pharaoh's birthday. What? Yeah. He do like doing some kind-hearted shit on his birthday, you know what I'm saying? So he might be because, man, I ain't even do shit because, like, for real, some other motherfuckers just put that shit on me because they ain't want to take the heat for it, but I ain't even do nothing. Joe's like, for real, man, hey, for real, dog. When God do say stuff, I'm telling you, he's the type of guy that is going to come true. So in 3 days, man, you going to get up out of here. But when you do that, could you do me a huge favor, man? Hey, shit. If I get up out of here in 3 days, bro, like you said, shit, I do whatever for you, man. What you need, my nigga? If you, when you get out, have a little favor and let me have a little favor in your eyesight and you can speak to Pharaoh for me. Because like you said, you know, you was in here on some humbug shit, nigga. I'm in here on some humbug shit. You know, I really got taken away from my homeland, for real, for real. And in spite of getting taken away from, I mean, nevertheless, with that part, even being here, me getting locked up, I ain't even do the shit that I'm even in here for, you know what I'm saying? So if you could talk to Pharaoh for me, man, that'd be super, super cool, man. I know God will take care of the rest. If you just tell him that God, you know, interpret that dream, and it's a dude named Joseph that worked well with God, like, maybe, you know what I'm saying, he'll pull some strings to get me out of here, because I got a clean record, man. Potiphar, the only thing he could say is that his wife supposedly said I raped her. But before then, man, I was running his shit, dog. It wasn't nothing I couldn't do in this house. I could have did way more than fuck his wife in that house, cuz. That's what I'm saying, bro. Even down here in this ward right now, bro. Like, it ain't nothing that the guard don't trust me with. You feel me? Like, I ain't no bad dude, bro. So this ain't no situation for me. So if you could holler at him for me when you get out in 3 days, if you could holler at him for me, man, I appreciate it. He was like, cool. That what it is. I got you, bro. No shit. I get out 3 days, nigga. I got your ass, nigga. I got your ass for real. So when the butler told the dream, the baker felt kind of comfortable seeing that it was some good news on the dream, telling his dream. So the baker was like, hey, y'all, don't forget me now. I had a dream too, man. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. It was like, my dream was like, see, at my dream, I had three baskets, you know what I'm saying? And the baskets were stacked on top of each other and shit like that. And in the top basket, I had like these, you know what I'm saying, like these meats that I was preparing for Pharaoh, you know what I'm saying? And at the top, man, it was like these birds, they just kept eating at the meat, man. They just kept pecking at that shit at the top. And Joel was like, this is the interpretation that God has given me about that dream. And, you know, yeah, okay. Because, you know, it's easy to tell good news, but when it's something fucked up, it's a little bit, you probably hear when he told the butler, he was like, boom, told the butler. But, you know, telling the baker this one, it's like, you know, this is the thing now. Like, when I tell you this, man, don't be mad, because, like I said, it's from God, man. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, oh, man, you ain't going to be mad, man. Go on, tell me the dream, man. I mean, can't be that bad, right? Yeah, well, let's see. See, your dream is also, it's involving 3 days as well, you know, in 3 days. Yeah, Pharaoh's birthday. Talk to him. What Pharaoh going to do for me on his birthday? Well, for you on your birthday, huh? What you had said? What you said? I can't hear you. I said, oh yeah, you get hung and the birds, yeah, that's your flesh, that meat that's sitting at the top of the basket, yeah, that's your shit. They eating off of you, yeah, yeah. Damn. I should have kept that shit to my damn self then, huh? Damn, I thought, you know, 3 days, somebody eating something, but shit, damn. He don't care me. Damn, I ain't try to do it, though, man. I mean, I did it, but it ain't worth killing nobody for, man. Damn. You sure? You sure that's what God said in the dream? You sure not? Man, like I said, man, God, yeah, that's what it is, man. That's it right there, man. That's pretty much it, yeah. So, you know, nigga slept on it, you know, 3 days passed by, and true indeed, it did. Pharaoh called both of them. He called both of them back. Called the butler And indeed, just like the dream said, the butler was restored his position. And also, like the dream said, the baker got his ass home. And the crows and the vultures, you know, the birds that eat off dead carcasses was eating off of them, you know what I'm saying? Kind of sad, but if it happened to him, just personal perception, you know. To be a pharaoh, they are pretty wise and discerning of characters, you feel me? And they like to get all their evidence together before they make a verdict. So if the verdict was he got hung, yeah, and the butler got off, like, it had to be some shit, you feel me, to where he really had to check this shit before he was like, yeah, I'm going to get rid of him. You know what I'm saying? So he must have had love for both of them, but one of them fucked them over. So, I mean, when you fuck somebody over and your fate comes the way it comes, it kind of is what it is. But what was fucked up was the butler forgot about Joseph ass. Yeah. I don't know if it just got so surreal for him that both of the dreams played out. I don't know if he was just happy that he got back in his spot. He was trying to make sure he did everything right with Pharaoh so he wouldn't lose his shit and wasn't trying to get on his bad side by asking him nothing. But so he ain't never made mention of him. You know what I'm saying? He basically forgot about him. So that's that chapter. For the end, it's part two of the saga, the Egypt struggle saga. You know what I'm saying? This is the Egypt story. I'm just leave it at that, cause the story is amazing. It already had some amazing points for him to even come in as a 17-year-old slave and make his way up to like the head of his master's house. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty fucking amazing. To be in jail and to be that well trusted that the king, you know, the biggest, the head of the officer of the guards trust you, like, over everything. And you're a prisoner. You're not a officer. You're a fucking prisoner. And he trusts you with everything. That's a big deal, but it even get bigger, you know. But I will say, even though this is how chapter 40 ends, you know what I'm saying? I will say, the butler may have forgot him, but God ain't forgot Joseph. So, indeed, right now, Joseph is, you know, kind of still sitting in prison. Like, man, you know, I know he ain't forgot about me. You know, it take a little time for shit to go through. You know what I'm saying? He can't just, you know what I'm saying, just pop it out like that. He really trying to give him time, but as time passed by, and I'm thinking in this time frame, this might even be in years passing by. No word, nothing being said, no hit back, you know? More prisoners coming in and out and nothing, you know what I'm saying? That would be tough. That would indeed be tough to kind of like keep believing, keep hoping and keep having faith in God, because this is what the story kind of really doesn't show is the faith that he has still in God, man. I really think Joseph in all of this, man, he wouldn't be able to answer them dreams if he didn't have faith that God is who he was and he leaned on that, because being somebody who have a gift, when you hear shit, then you wouldn't want to even be bothered with it because you believe that this situation is bigger than God. But I think Joseph still knew that God was bigger than this situation. And the right chance is coming. I just got to stay steadfast. So that's our 40 in. Hope y'all enjoyed it. May y'all be blessed. I love y'all. And most importantly, God loves even each and every last one of y'all. Some next time we get in, we're gonna get it like that. Chick, 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 chill.